This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have a wonderful evening. We'll first do some work with everybody on their entities. We all have entities, and we need to get them out of us. So here we go, entity clearing. And if you're new to the program, just click on Creation Lightship, Healing on BBS, and we're on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. All the shows have the same opening page, so just click on it. And you might want to bring the light beam up a little ways down on the scroll bar. And we'll have her energized right now, too, during this program. So here we go. We're going to take away entities. And they're leaving. Going from the bottom of our feet up to the top of our head. There we go. And knees now, and ankles, and kind of concentrating. Some people have some feet problems, so we'll just stay down here a little bit. Okay. There we go. And now we're going up to our waist. Okay. Solar plex area. So again, just kind of request your healing. Just sit back and relax. And your spirit will start to do some healing work with you as entities are being released from your body. There we go. Okay, going up to our shoulders. And neck and head. Great. Okay, we'll bring more of you back into your body now. So here we go. I'm going to collect the parts of you that have left from the traumas and fears of daily life, aggravations, etc. That's how they come into you. Remember, when you're not centered, that means heart-centered, then they can come in easily. So here we go. I'm going to bring you more back in. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do a chakra alignment. Here we go. Moving that around. Throat chakra, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. Great. Do an opening now. Use the word spin to open up your chakras. So we always go to the heart center first. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Well, you guys are doing good for only two spins. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, spin, open. Going back down to your solar plexus, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. Now we'll do the mind to heart drop. I'm going to drop your awakening consciousness down into your heart center. This is like your mental body. So here we go. Dropping down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And you may feel energy actually move in your body going down. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, here's some music here. Just stay heart-centered and relax. Enjoy your divine connection. You should be in a lot of peace right now. wonderful to be here with everybody on this Friday night, the end of the week here. And this coming Tuesday, Rob and Sylvia in Toronto, Canada, is going to offer their assistance again to help people with their question and answers. So if you have any insight that you may want to talk about the healings that you've had or anything like that, or just general questions, the phone number that you want to call on, you can write this down. We'll also put it on the fast chat here, would be 646-519-5800. And I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800. And you'll be prompted for a PIN number, and that number is 5303. That'll be this coming Tuesday at 5:30 PST, 8:30 Eastern. So if you're interested, next Tuesday to connect and get some information about the light ship, or you have some questions, or like to offer some of your healings that you've had to share with other people, it's a great time to do that. So we'll see if our co-host is out there, Sylvia. And this is a different Sylvia. So she's in California. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm here. I was just typing in that phone number on the fast chat in case anybody didn't get it. And then I didn't get a chance to type that it's Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific time. So the phone number is posted if you're interested. So that's wonderful. So I thought we would have some fun tonight and go over to the Creation Lightship website, if you'd all like to just navigate over to creationlightship.com. And when you get to the home page, you're going to see in a darker blue color along the left side a list of menu items. And there's categories, and about the fourth one down says personal divine activation. And under that, there's three different choices. There's the divinely activated pictures, personal water activation, and the personal object activation. So we're going to go into the personal water activation and have some fun checking that out. Because it's really brand new and it's very exciting, and there's more and more things that have been posted in there as possibilities for you. So again, that's creationlightship.com. From the home page, go to the menu on the left, go to the section called Personal Divine Activation, and select the second one down, which is Personal Water Activation. So hopefully you've all had a chance to do that. And you're going to get to a page that says Personal Divine Light Code Water Activation. And in the beginning, it just describes what the activated water is, which is that the light ships, divine light beings, actually will put special light codes in water for you to actually enhance the vibratory frequency of your water. And you can actually do this for very specific, things that you want to work on in yourself, or you can use it for your pets and animals. So if you just kind of scroll down, we'll go through the steps so that you can get familiar with it. And I'm scrolling down now, and the first step is just to test your browser to make sure, test the countdown to make sure it works. So you'll see step one, and then you'll see a little box under there that says start test. And that's just to make sure that the timing countdown process works on your computer. So you can click on that if you want, on that little test, and it should bring up just a sample from 5 seconds counting down to zero. So assuming that works for you, then you can continue on to step two. And step two just has some information like only activating one water container at a time, selecting what type of water activation you want. And once you've done those steps, this is getting a little ahead, but it just gives you instructions like making sure your hands are held around, both hands are around your container, and that your hands are placed at the level where the water is inside. In other words, if you have water only halfway up your container, hold your container down there where the water is rather than up at the top where the jar is empty. And it explains that you can pause your water activation if you need to, but you can't stop it altogether and then restart it. So you want to be careful about that. And basically, it just gives some more instructions there. So it talks about that you'll have 24 hours to use your water and some more things. But let's go down now to just skip ahead to step 3 instead of going through all of those instructions, because you can read those later.
Information again, Sylvia, where we are for latecomers, maybe.
Okay, sure. We're actually on the Creation Lightship website, so that's creationlightship.com. And we're checking out the new Divine Light Code Water Activation page. You can access that by clicking on Personal Water Activation on the menu that's on the home page, running down the left-hand side under the Personal Divine Activation section. So anyway, if you all are hopefully now on the Personal Divine Light Code Water Activation page, you'll see that there's 4 steps. And the first step is just kind of to find out about it and to test your timer, make sure that's working for you. And the second step has a lot of detailed instructions, which we won't read all of now, but just read them through at your leisure later. And then step 3 is where the fun really begins, because you get to select what kind of water you're going to activate. So first you have a choice of sizes of water. You can select either 4 ounces up to just under 32 ounces, so up to a quart, and that's $1 per container, or from a quart to a gallon size is $2, or you can select unlimited containers for an entire week, which means you can activate as much water as you could possibly want for all of your needs for a whole week for $20, or for the whole month for $70. So you just put in what quantity you're going to do, and then basically you go to step 4. And step 4 is where you get to actually select from a drop-down menu what kind of water you're going to activate. So if you all go down to step 4 and look at that first... I'm sorry?
I want everybody's glass of water, and we'll go to this part of the website, and we'll do a glass of water for everybody.
Oh, great. So what do you think, Ron, about 4 ounces or 8 ounces?
Yeah, 8 ounces would probably be fine. Just a regular glass of water. And what we'll have you do, since you're probably there, we'll just have you go to the drop-down box and select any one of these that you see fit for yourself. And then we'll have the light being activated for you. You may not be able to see her because you're not doing the session, but we'll just do the activation for you here. So I think that'll be a neat thing to do, give everybody a glass of water that's activated. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, we'll that'd be great. And while everybody's rounding up their glass of water, we'll just start talking about some of the different kinds that are available. So you'll see that there's a drop-down menu there, and you just click on that little arrow, and it opens up that list. And the first one you'll see on the list is Angelic Joy Drinking Water. And then there's Anxiety Release Drinking Water, Body Pain Release. And then we have chakras 1 through 7. So, Ron, can you talk about that section just specifically, the different chakras and what that water is for? Is it just to clear out the energy in those chakras or to help them with energy, or how does that work?
Basically, that's correct. It'll clear out the chakra, balance it, and it's mainly probably designed for psychic attack energies.
Okay, so...
For everything that we deal with here is mind. And the mind is used against everybody. So when you think of a thought that's connecting to somebody, So sometimes people connect to your chakras. And if they do, then you can go to that particular chakra that you think maybe is out of whack or not working right or something and get the water just for that. And most people know if they have a chakra problem. I'm sure if I ask people right now to get on the fast chat and ask them what chakra they're having troubles with, I'd probably have, imagine 80% of the people listening would say, yeah, my so-and-so chakra is kind of out of whack tonight. And so this is what you'd be using this water activation for. But tonight you can just select what you want here. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. We'll be doing the charging pretty soon here. So just get one glass of water. I hope you're all getting ready right now for that. And this will not work on the archives. It'll only work right now live with everybody listening. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so again then, when you are going on there to select, if you, for example, are going to the chakra section, you would just intuitively sense which one you needed the most at that time. And that's a good reason to get heart-centered before you go in here, so you can really connect with your spirit and your intuition. After the chakras, there's divine balance, drinking water, which sounds wonderful. And then we have divine source energy 1 through 12. So, Ron, you want to talk about that for just a moment?
Yeah, each one of these will do a different style of healing on you, in a sense. Remember, you're made up of all these 12 energies. So if you feel like you're, in a sense, lacking one of them, again, your intuition is going to tell you which one you might need. So you can just click on that. So it's all very user-friendly. And again, you want to use your intuition. We have life force, water, going down further. And heavy metal detoxification, headaches, hair misting water. There's just many, many types here. Mental clarity, mouthwash, we can go on. But the nice thing is that if you read all this and you say, man, nothing really is on here that I need right now, but I would like to have some energy water charged, you can go in on the box underneath, the larger box, and just type in what you want to have activated, the activation for, and that will work that way too.
Yeah, that's...
So should we do the clearing, I think, Sylvia?
Well, let's just talk about a couple more things related to it, just to clarify. So most of these waters are for drinking.
That's correct, yes.
But there are a few that are for external uses. So let's just go over that in case you're making your selection. You want to, I think right now, focus on a drinking water probably. But there are some that are for external uses, like the facial beauty water.
That looks good.
What's that?
That looks good. We'll all drop about 10 years here.
Yeah. There's a foot bath water. Of course, you wouldn't want to drink that.
No.
General skin rejuvenating misting water, of course. Hair misting water. Let's see. I'm just looking over. Mouthwash water, definitely. You use that to swish in your mouth, and then you spit it out. So... those specific ones for external purposes are ones that you wouldn't also then drink. So the rest are for drinking. And if they're for drinking, they say drinking on them. The rest that don't say drinking, that's a clue that that's for a different purpose. So hopefully everyone has had a chance to select the one that they most want right now, or... you've typed in your specific one that you're interested in the next section. You see all in step four there, there's either the predefined water activation, which you would select from the drop-down menu, or you would go directly below that to the box where it says customized water activation, and it says, I would like the light beings, please activate my water for. And you can also... choose whether to do the activation for yourself or for a pet. Isn't that correct, Ron?
Yes, that is true, yeah. So if you have a pet or animal that needs some water, you can also specify that. So this is pretty user-friendly. Once you kind of go through the steps there and do it a couple of times, it's very, very easy. And the water will last typically 24 hours. So like if you... It'll last a little bit over that. Let's say that you somehow you got up, say yesterday, and you got up at, say, 8 o'clock in the morning, you went to work, and you still have your water, the next day the activation actually stops at midnight the following day. So to make it easy, I wanted to do it that way. But typically, you just figure 24 hours. But it will work until the next day at midnight. This way, you're able to get a little more out of it in case you get home from work and you forgot your water container and you wanted to drink it at noon and you forgot it. It'll still be good for you after that. So enjoy your water. Don't boil it and don't add anything to it and don't freeze it. So, is everybody ready? You ready, Sylvia?
I think so. I think everybody's had enough time now. If you haven't, just really quick, grab a glass of water, up to 8 ounces in size, and then select the type that you want on the drop-down menu. If you're having trouble with the internet, Ron, would it be possible for them just to think in their consciousness what it is that they'd like their water to be for?
Yes.
Okay, so anyone who's having trouble with the internet or can't get on it for some reason, just have a glass of water if you can't get on the Creation Lightship website.
Okay, so again, put one hand on both sides of your water container, and it should be where the water is in the container naturally. You don't want it above it, and it'll always be somewhere in your container, so your hands around the water container. Both hands, and here we go. We're going to start the activation for you. And it started right now. And you may feel energy going through your body. And here we go. This will take about 1 minute to do. I'll just put some music on so you're able just to experience this for yourself. It's very nice to actually feel the energies as they go through your body. You might feel your palms of your hands, your fingers getting a little warm, and that's perfectly normal if that's happening to you. So here we go. Just sit back and relax and just enjoy the energy flowing into your water container, going through you. Energy goes into your heart and through your arms, out your palm chakras and fingers to your water container. Feels great to me. So let's everybody have a sip of their water or a drink of water. And if you have any comments, you'd like to put in the fast chat, go right ahead. So I'm going to have some water right now and see you back in about maybe 15, 20 seconds here. Very well, very good. It's always silky smooth, typically, and it goes down instantly. Sometimes my water becomes very thick, but that's normally it's always very, very fluid. How's your water, Sylvia?
It's great. It actually tastes really good, and yeah, you're right. And for those that are new to this, one thing you'll notice is that the different waters, as they're activated, will have different tastes and sometimes a different thickness or viscosity, like Ron was talking about earlier. And sometimes you'll see bubbles forming, sometimes little tiny bubbles, sometimes larger ones. It's always different, and it always seems to go down really smoothly. That's one thing that probably everyone mentions, is that the water just really kind of feels like it's just going right into your cells and integrating in your body really easily. So that's very wonderful to have that feeling. It actually makes you want to drink your water, which is great. So, so have fun with that. Check out some more of those things that we didn't have time to look at above, and look at that whole list of the different types of water. Maybe there's a few more we can actually talk about right now that we didn't get to. Like the EMF radiation clearing drinking water, energy boosting drinking water, who couldn't use that? Entity clearing drinking water for both Earth-based and off-planet parasites. So that's a doozy. So, Ron, can you talk, especially for people that aren't familiar with those, what that's all about?
Well, this is to help you with the extraterrestrial alien life forms that come into our body that we can't see. So I'll just talk a little bit about that. We'll go off on a tangent slightly here. So we'll be talking about the dark side energies that inhabit our bodies. So what happens is there are these critters, we'll call them that come into us. A lot of them are energies like the octopus and squid and jellyfish, snakes, things that bite you like mosquitoes, there's maggots, there's large worms, and there's a whole raft of these here. And they can come into us and cause us physical pain. So when I do my lectures, I talk about this at workshops and things, and I would say I get about half the people in the room who've actually experienced these things, but they never really knew what they were. And the way you know that you've had them or have them is that they'll move around in your body. So a good example is, let's say that you have a pain in your body in your left shoulder. So maybe you scratch it, you do something to it, maybe you hit it, whatever. And for some reason, whatever you are doing, this critter doesn't like what you're doing to it. So now it moves through energetic tunnels inside of your body. And now maybe it ends up in your right hip. So the pain goes away in your left shoulder, and you say, that's great, I fixed it, you know. It was like an itch, I got rid of it. And then you stand up and you walk and you go, man, where did I get this pain in my right hip? Well, it happened to go to your right hip now. Or maybe it goes somewhere else in your body. So these things are in us. They definitely take away our energy. So the difference is that this water can be used to help get rid of these things. So this is why it's on the site here. And this is the off-planet ones that we normally deal with here. And if you're interested in going to one of the BBS archives, I have two shows listed for this here. One is on 11:30 of last year. Excuse me, 11:30 of the year before, which would be 07. And the last year of 08, it would be on 10:10. So there are sample clearings of this here. I actually do complete hour-long sessions to get these out of people. I'm planning in the future here to actually put another page up on the website where maybe you can select a dozen of these critters and pay for the session there and to get them out of you. And it'll probably be a process where you have to actually repeat it about four times or so. And then you can go on it later on and do the unlimited time, which will allow you to have more freedom and get these things out of you. So the reason why they're in us is because, you know, the dark side likes to attach to our energetic system, and they come in, and we all have these things. And you don't know about it until they get released. And then you go, wow, you know, my head always used to itch, and now it's not itching any longer. That's because they're in you. And living off of your life force energy. So that's, I don't want to get too negative, but that's the facts of what we have here. So the light ship is here to provide healings to help get rid of these things out of you. Otherwise, your spirit does not have enough horsepower behind it to help you with these healings, because there's just too much negative energy coming into the planet here. This is why the light ship is here to help you. If we didn't have as much negativity, your spirit could do a lot more for you, but at the present time right now, that's not the case. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, I'll just mention, I think I saw something on the fast chat at the beginning of the hour regarding being able to sleep good, and there is a water here. It's almost to the end of the list on the drop-down menu for peaceful sleep drinking water. So for anyone that's having trouble with that area, that would be something interesting to try for you. And, there's a lot of them, so just check out the whole list.
Courtesy here again. We'll do one more glass of water for peaceful sleep.
Oh, great.
This will be used for mainly the people probably back east, because we are late in the evening. But naturally, it'll last, 24 hours. But I'd suggest that everybody drink it before they go to bed tonight. So get another container of water. And you're going to just see how wonderful this is, because it works instantly. So I would not drink it quite yet. You might want to wait until you decide to go to bed. And you're going to feel your body just calming down. And it's going to be just great for you. And then you can also charge water up to get more energy, too. But since we have a late show, unless you happen just to have got up, maybe at 6 o'clock PST or something, have to go to work doing a night shift, you may want to have a water that may energize you. But I think most people online are probably just there, and you want to just go to sleep tonight. So get your glass of water, and I'll just wait about a minute here. I just love this water charging myself, because we've done different samples on the different conference calls, but it's really hard to incorporate all of these here. So this is great to have this up. It's been up for probably about a month now, and a lot of people just love it. You can also do 7 days of water, too, and then the waters will work consecutively. So you want to just charge one bottle up at a time, and put a number on it with the day, and just drink that water during the whole day. So I think everybody probably has your water. Do you have yours, Sylvia?
Yes, I do. And I just wanted to mention one other thing about the water activation, which is just that I think most people would agree when they've done it, you feel this amazing presence of the divine with you, working with you as they're activating the water. And it just feels like just the activation itself is very healing, like they're surrounding you and working on what you need as they're activating the water. That's how it feels to me. So just a wonderful experience.
Yes, I'll go a little bit further on that, too. Yes, the light being that charged the water for you will also be with you as you're drinking it. So let's just say that you got on the site here and you did it in the morning, say at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning, you had to go to work. So you're going to get a drink of water maybe, say, at 10, 11. So as you pour your glass of water and you start to drink it, you will probably feel the presence of this light being with you. Now remember that your body energy changes moment by moment. And so with this light being with you, it will actually give you what you need in that present moment of time to help you. So this can also include, like, if you have stress or something, it will actually compensate and give you what you need so that you don't have to worry about it. So here we go. Hope that made sense to everybody. So they work in the moment, and the light being is with you as you're drinking your water. So here we go. Take your glass of water, put one hand on each side of it again, and you can just go to the drop-down box and click on it for what water you'd like. And or just type something in the larger box below it. And you don't have to do any activation as far as the buttons, because it's not set up that way for you right now at this time, because you have to get onto the site to actually do this. But we're going to do it for you. So here we go. Put your hands on each side of the water container, and we're going to do the peaceful sleep drinking water. And the light being now is coming. You may feel your energy of your body change. And we'll just put some music on again so you can relax and feel the energy coming to you and through you. So this is all heart-connected energies. Maybe put your glass of water aside, unless you want to drink it now. It's up to you. I would imagine it probably take about 15 minutes to a half an hour to actually calm your body down so you can go to sleep. So wouldn't want anybody falling asleep during the show here. So it should help you. And we can do some sample clearings now if you like, Sylvia, unless you want to talk more about the water. But I think we covered quite a bit. It's just a wonderful thing to have.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention briefly about the payment. So it's set up so that you can actually pay on PayPal for that. And most people have PayPal, but Ron, for those that don't have PayPal, is there a way for them, for example, if they want to do the unlimited, can they just send you the $20 and be able to do it that way?
I'm working on that. At this moment, no.
Okay, but it'll be set up so that that can happen.
I think so. We'll have to see if we can arrange some way to change the site over. But at this moment, I'd say probably not. Just find a friend who maybe has a PayPal account and just use that. That'd be the easiest way. Okay, so.
Yeah, and PayPal, for those of you that don't have it, is really easy to set up. All you need is a checking account. So you can also use credit cards on PayPal, but it's very simple to do, so, and it's very safe and secure, so it's a good way.
Okay, let's do
some sample clearings.
Yep, so here we go. And we'll see if anybody wants to request one on the fast chat. So we always
there's a question there.
Okay, should we do the emotional clearing?
Sure.
Here we go. So we'll go back the last week. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a mental body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Oh, boy. Yeah. Let's do a pain body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's see, what else can I do? Maybe I'll do one of the parallel life clearings here. So this one here is a parallel life, and we'll do off-planet, since we talked about off-planet critters. So this is where you are living with your spirit in a physical body in a non-light created planet. Remember, the dark side can mimic and create a planet like the Earth, but this is a planet that's completely unknown to you. So I'm going to take you out of 10 lifetimes. And you may feel an energy shift in your body. And here we go. So, number one, getting pulled out of. So, one released, two released, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And you can just kind of do a body scan here and just see how you feel. We have a request from Annika about the mind looping clearing. So here we go. Now, the mind loop clearing is for people who keep repeating the same phrase again, or maybe they get stuck in thought and they can't get out of a situation inside of their head. So here we go. We're going to do a week sampling of that here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared, and I'm yawning. So there's people out there who need this clearing here. Then my eyes started watering, so maybe somebody has a problem with their eyes. Next one here, Annika's requesting to do a sludge body. So there's many sludge bodies. I think we have six so far that the Lightship has uncovered here. Now, the sludge body is the way the dark side comes into us. And when they come into us, then what they do is mess around with our bodies that's inside of us, and they turn them. And so that's what we call the other clearing after this one here, we'll say, once you get the sludge bodies cleaned out. And you don't have to do the sludge bodies, but it's kind of nice to have it done. The other one is the magnetic bodies, magnetic orientation bodies. So what we do is we realign your bodies inside of you because they're turned. And they're turned typically, I guess, from left to right is the good way to put it, backwards. So when we realign you, you go from right to left. So when we realign you, you go, like looking down upon a clock in front of you, we go from the left side to the right side back to 12 o'clock, and that would be 0 degrees. So here's a sludge body, and this is a sludge body number one. So we're going to do some clearing here on it. Here, I'll count to 10. And this starts. This is a way that the dark side comes into us, makes energetic connections. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's just a little sample of part of this clearing here. We'll do sludge body number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a sample of number 3. 1, 2, 3. That feels heavy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Sludge body number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Sludge body number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm yawning. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And sludge body number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next we're going to change and realign. I'll do 3 of your invisible bodies that's inside of you. And we're going to change them 20 degrees. So, and it'll be closer to being in alignment than what it was before. Here we go, first body. So we'll just count backwards. So 19 degrees, 20 degrees, 18, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Okay, you can kind of see how you're feeling. Some people will get kind of dizzy during this process. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, now we'll do number 2 body. Remember, you could have many of these. I think so far I've went up to about 40 of these bodies with people so far. So here we go. Number 2, 20 degrees, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, and 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, and 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And let's do number 3, magnetic body, 20 degrees, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, and 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and 4, 3, 2, and 1. Myself right now, I feel a little dizzy. I'm definitely not in time right now, so I'm going to put some music on. You might feel a little spacey yourself after this here. A lot of energy work has been done just by doing these samples here. So I'll put some music on, kind of do a body scan, check yourself out, see how you're feeling. And enjoy hearing the song for a little bit here as you reestablish who you are in your body again, as these connections are being made, and your body is doing some healing work. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow, that was wonderful. Let's see, we had a question, I think, earlier from Annika about allergies and if they could possibly be caused by some of these off-planet ET parasitic type energies that maybe get in our sinuses or something like that.
Well, what I'm picking up is that it's, it looks more like a dust to me, maybe an off-planet dust. that could be in your nose and sinuses. It kind of looks like glass to me. So that's kind of what I'm picking up. You guys might just do a check yourself if you have that condition. It almost feels like this invisible energy that I'm perceiving is like pieces of glass, very, very small, is actually cutting the energy like glass does and giving you a sinus condition. So that's what I'm picking up right now. You might just specify that water for that. Ask your spirit to see how correct I am naturally. This is why we always have you do the heart to mind, I mean the mind to heart drop, and so you're able to connect with your own spirit to get your own guidance. I don't really do readings that much, but that's what it looks like to me as I kind of focus on this here. So I'd say it's, we'll just call it space dust and space glass or something, and this is what I'm kind of perceiving. It could be from parallel lifetimes that your body was breathing, bringing it into this lifetime. So just see how that feels for you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'm just looking to see if we have, I don't see any other questions. We have a request from Brett for a sensory body sample.
Okay, that's a little bit lighter. Thank you, Brett. The other ones were kind of heavy. So here we go. Sensory body. I got a piece of paper out here. Here we go. Sensory body. So we'll do 5 days. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And that feels very good to me. When I do healings, all the energies flow through me back to the light ship. And so sometimes I do get whacked out a little bit for a short amount of time, and then I recover, especially on these programs here where I'm dealing with a lot of people at one time. You never know how many people are listening. So, you know, if I'm picking up a couple thousand people or something, you know, my body does go through that process to eliminate the energies. So here we go. We're going to do another sample. So we're going to do a sample of, I'm going to get my list out here, a list of services. And I want to do one for depression. So here we go, depression. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I also want to do one, and our time is kind of running short, I think, here, but I'm going to do a clearing on the planets. Take away the planet energies that are courting your physical body. So here we go. We'll do 10 of these. And remember, there's thousands of these things, too, connected to you. And here we go. First planet release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, 10th release. Okay. So back to you, Sylvia. We'll just close down here. I guess what I'll say first is I'll be in Los Angeles at the LAX Hilton Conscious Life Expo. That's, I think, the 13th of February, that weekend. And then after that, I'll be next location. I'll have the Light Infusion Chamber there. And we'll also be in New York at the New Life Expo. That's a lot of fun back there with the New Yorkers. And that's, I believe, March 27th. And we have a lot of, I have actually 6 workshops at the ERE Center coming up. They're already booked, so if you want to come and enjoy a lot of workshops, each one I think is 3 hours in length. It's wonderful. The cost, I believe, is $140, and you have 18 hours of a workshop for that. And if you've been to the workshops before with me, you know what a blast they are, how much fun you have, how much you learn, and how much healing you have, because each one of these, the light beings come in and do healings on you. So, back to you, Sylvia. And tomorrow night is Saturday, and it's
okay,
Saturday night
so
live on the light ship. Back to you.
Yeah. We're out of time, so let's see. Did we cover all the announcements, the 4-hour upcoming on the 17th?
Yeah, not yet, but yeah. And this show's always out of time, so.
Yeah. We'll have to talk about it more tomorrow. So, see you tomorrow at 9 p.m. Pacific, everyone. And have a beautiful night.
Okay, blessings. Goodbye,
everybody. Blessings, everyone. Bye.
Bye.